Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Audio Frontier.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real-time limits making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Garniston, he is the Pyramid, Red Florence!
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money, baby.
How much you gonna pay?
And his partner, Feta Tapendo Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. My name is Rab. I don't know, hold on, I didn't sound Glaswegian there. I sounded almost like I was from Edinburgh or something there. Hello, I kind of went, hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. It was a weird. Let me try again. Hello, cut that. I don't want me sounding like. All right, hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. My name is Rab Florence and I'm back in the hot seat. I'm back in the hot seat. I have been controlling my narrative over the past 4 weeks. Grado, my man, it's great to see you sitting on the chair opposite me. How are you doing, mate?
Oh, man, thank God you're back. It's great to see you, man, John.
It is. It's very good to see him. I loved how he came on with his thespian accent at the start as well, you know, after treading the boards for weeks and weeks.
I've been treading the boards. I'm not done yet. I'm up in Inverness next week, but I'll be able to hopefully podcast from Inverness. I'll be staying up there for a wee bit, maybe. I'm not actually staying up in Inverness, I'm staying down here. I'm commuting back and forth to Inverness, which is going to be a nightmare.
Fuck that!
Wow.
But Grado, you do that kind of thing. I thought to myself, what would Grado do? I remember when Grado used to, you know, he'd be working with the fire brigade in the morning, he'd be in Texas in the evening wrestling, he'd be in Blackpool the next morning wrestling, he'd be back in the fire brigade the next day.
There's nothing like it, mate. So why do you need to come back? Is it for the wins and that?
That's my inspiration, mate. Just because, like, you know, I've just got lots of things going on here. Know how Jared Leto has, like, a cult? It's like he's got all these people. You know Jared Leto, the actor? Jared Leto, Leto, the actor.
I thought it was the guy on WCW, the Newsnight guy, the guy that does the thing in America. That's the first time he came to my head, but it's not him in it, no?
No, it's not him. It's the boy that did the Joker, the boy that did the shite Joker. He has a cult, and it's kind of like, it's a whole cult thing. I don't want to talk about
does he?
Well, I don't know if he has a cult or maybe it's just like fans of his band that come to an island.
He's a good looking man, is Jared Leto. Like.
Oh, here he goes, man. It's the Horny John. I've missed Horny John.
Oh, mate, he's been a nightmare, mate.
He's always horny for Sunday, ain't he?
Aye. Oh, mate, he was absolutely creamy self over Vince Russo, man. It was, he just absolutely loved it, and he loved it. By the way, that's what I've been doing. I don't know if you even know this, but every week, because you've not been here, I've been pestering everybody to just come on for a couple of minutes. I managed to get, like, the folk out the road that you didn't want to have on the show. You like, see your Eugenes, EC3, he was on last week.
Wait a minute here. I didn't say I didn't want EC3.
You did. You said that I speak to Nick Dinsmore's gimmick was.
I said about Eugene. I didn't say about EC3.
All right. I thought you didn't like him either.
No, I've got nothing against EC3.
Well, we tell him last week you hated his guts.
fuck's sake, man. I was wondering who was making the phone calls to me during the night.
It was a nightmare. He had the snidiest laptop ever. What was his connection like?
Like on a mobile or something like that. I don't know.
But do you know why it's awkward? He would just go on and on and on and on. You couldn't even hear off it. And I'm going, aye, man.
So was it?
That's good.
I mean, I listened to the show. It was really good. It was a really
What's
good
your favourite part, Rab?
It's going to be you with a fantasy booking, John. You're the best at that. I did listen, and I was going to myself, what the hell is going on with his internet? Like, why? How can a guy who's controlling his own narrative have such shite broadband? You know what I mean? I just didn't understand it. But I like the fact he was talking about, you know, he was talking about how, you know, it's just a promote. I think people are, you said that thing about he's ended up somehow in the middle of a culture, like a kind of culture war.
Aye.
It was interesting because it does feel like quite, I'm not sure these guys are just trying to do a wrestling promotion. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
It's like, I was actually quite paranoid about getting them on. That's why I was kind of like trying to, in our Discord with the Patreon folk, I was kind of trying to like, Ken, what's the deal here? We're going to get abused for getting this guy on. But when you actually look at it, they're just a couple of boys.
They're just guys doing some wrestling shows, really, aren't they? I mean, it's kind of odd.
No doubts, they've probably said something in the last couple of months and we've no seen it in mobile. Like, watch this. He was
probably
saying not to get a injection and not to get this and fucking all that.
Probably, right? But if we knew the personal political philosophies of fucking half the guys in wrestling, you know, I mean, people's toes would curl, let me tell you. People's eyes would roll.
So is your show any good? What's the crack?
Oh, mate, it's brilliant.
Four stars
in The Guardian.
Oh, I saw four-star reviews. A few people I know have been to see it. A few of the listeners have been in touch, totally putting it over last week, weren't they?
Aye, they were, man. Honestly, it's been getting absolute rave reviews. Crofty wants to talk to you.
Oh, it's been going over well. It has been going over really well. And I've had producers, some high-flying producers getting in touch with me. A producer from Go Radio got in touch, asking for an interview and stuff.
Do you know what it is, right? So see how we did this thing called Mystery Voice Monday, John, right?
Right, where, okay.
Like, we've got 60 seconds to try and guess who the celebrity is, and it's been your, do you know what I mean? It's been your Sanjeev Kohli's, Frank McAvaney, Ken, you know what I mean? That kind
Neil
of...
Neil McManus.
Aye, that ilk.
White stuff.
And I was going, and we were in a week in a meeting last week, I says, blifed off. I goes, last week I was in a meeting, I'm going, listen, Rab's doing this show. I goes, we'll definitely get him on. And my producer went, will we try to get Rab to surprise you for Mystery Voice Monday? But he dinged us.
To be fair, Rab has been dinging us. We try to get him on the radio saying, come and promote the show, Rab. You know, it's a big show. Come on.
Is there asking me to come and promote the show, like, after the Glasgow dates are already done, and it's fucking too late. When the sitcom, when we're filming the sitcom, we'll come on, you know, but we'll come on and we'll do the rounds, we'll come on the sitcom and that. Me and Big Connor will come on Go Radio Grade.
Mate, you said that after series two, Burnison, fuck's sake, you've been saying this for years. You didn't need the name of promotion for that. Orphans, it must be the most well-promoted thing I've seen on the internet. See the amount of folk I've seen, I keep getting service Rab flaunts.
Aye, there is, you know.
No, seriously, everybody's been getting serviced Orphans.
Aye, there's been a lot of promotion for it, which is good. I mean, they know what they're doing, man, the National Theatre of Scotland. They know what they're
It's like a wrestling promotion, isn't it? The National Theatre, the NTS. It's like they've run it like a promotion, man.
NTS. National Theatre of Scotland.
It's always wrestling with you, John, isn't
it? It's always wrestling. Who's the Vince of the National Theatre of Scotland, Rab?
I don't know if there really is one. It's a beautiful organisation. I've really enjoyed working with them.
You're getting a push at the moment, right enough.
I'm getting a bit of a push at the moment, but like, my contract's up in a week. You know what I mean? It's like my contract's up in a week, so where am I going to debut next? That's going to be the big thing.
Because I got an audition, I was equivalent to like maybe Buff Bagwell after WCW. Now he was in for like a week. I'm like the equivalent of that with the National Theatre of Scotland.
Everybody loved you though, Grado.
Everybody loved Buff.
Everybody loved you. That's what I heard. Everybody loved you. And then they saw you dance.
No,
that was basically the story I get told. Everybody loved Grado. And then he started dancing.
So who's the Hogan of the National Theatre of Scotland rap? Who's the main man? Who's, you know?
Who's the sir?
I mean, I don't know. I know we National Theatre of Scotland quite often, the day shows with Alan Cumming. Right? Alan Cumming. And he comes back and does shows with NTS on the regular. And they always sell out and day well. Get a good house. I think he's the Hogan. Really, at National Theatre of Scotland. He's the Hulkster.
Did anybody else think of Veer Mahan as soon as he said Alan Cumming there? No.
No.
What do we think of Veer anyway?
Have you not heard that part, John?
I have not heard that part, no.
If you've not heard the Veer Mahan, oh, it's tragic. There's no point in getting in there. Surely when the
Veer Mahan is coming, pal?
But one news site reported, like, what was it? Veer Mahan comes hard with Dominic Mysterio and all this kind of shit, or this kind of part.
Right. I like him. He's an old school big guy ragdolling people about. I like that.
I
spoke to you since WrestleMania, Rab.
I know, mate. Cody Rhodes has signed.
Unbelievable. Can you believe it? Can you actually believe it? There's so much to talk about. Well, we go through what the punters have been talking about first of all, and then we'll get to what we want to talk about, which is more important.
I just looked at the prep sheet there, right, 2 seconds. There's about like 4 or 5 Bury and put overs. It just shows you, man, you're the draw. It's just fell off, man, since you've been away, isn't it, John?
It's just because I didn't put the buddies and put overs up to this afternoon.
For fuck's sake,
John. I see John still putting a shift in. Right, okay. So Andrew Dice Clay, lovely to see his name again. Mr. the most fucked up photo ever. It says Sting's Heed. It's a photo of, what is this? For the love of wrestling.co.uk. Right, first of all, Grado, what is this? 23rd to 24th of April 2022. It's a promotional poster for the love of wrestling. What is it?
It's this weekend. It's like a UK version of WrestleCon. They usually do, surely we've done the Comic Con up in Aberdeen a couple of weeks ago. They kind of do that everywhere, but they, I think once a year they put on a wrestling one. It's usually kind of quite studied, that star studied. That's the poster for this weekend.
It really is impressive, man. So as Ian Dice Clay says, Sting's head is just barely visible. MJF is at the back. Lillian Garcia in the spot that Ultimate Warrior would have been in on a Royal Rumble poster. And he agrees with Grado at the front here. Grado is at the front. Two doors down gets more viewers than AEW or WWE over here, which is very true. Grado's right up the front here, right beside Kurt Angle.
Aye.
So is everybody going to be there?
They're not turning up. No way. Bray Wyatt.
Aye, the Wyatt family, I think. His brother's going to be there as well. Bo Dallas, I don't know if he's in the poster. His fail's going
is
there.
Is MJF going to be there?
MJF's got to be there. Road Dogs, Nasty Boys. I'm just looking at the poster now. Errol Hemner, Teddy Biossi pulled out today. Angle's going to be there. JR's going to be there. JBL. Braun Strowman, he's gone. So I mean, I must admit, like, see, because I've been, I'm basically like front and center with Angle, I keep getting tagged and stuff, like, why is Grado at the front? Like, MJF shared it or something, or whatever, and somebody wrote, why is Grado at the front?
It is true, though, but this is interesting, and I love it when people, when reality crashes down on people like this. Two doors down does get more viewers than AEW or WWE are here. That's just a fact. And this is the thing, it's like, that I like always coming back to. Grado is a household name, you know what I mean? And how many of them are household names?
Oh man, I've no missed this. I hate this shite. I hate getting all this household name stuff. I've no missed this.
That's fucking true, though.
John's not kissed my arse in a month, man.
Right, so who are you looking forward to catching up with, Grado?
Right, straight away, Angle, Errol Hemner, Billy Gunn. I don't know. I know JR a wee bit through World of Sport and a couple of times.
Who will you be having a few pints with?
Probably Errol Hemner, maybe. He likes a wee swally. I kind of think, I'm just looking at the poster now. I don't know. Can I imagine the Nasty Boys, they probably like a bit of swally. I'd like to get up to a wee bit of debauchery with them too. I can imagine that'd be quite exciting.
What age are the Nasty Boys now?
Have you ever seen
Is that
Brian?
The Genius? Is the Genius coming?
He is. He's gone. Friend of the show.
Can you ask him to explain that fucking really boring interview he did on this show?
that was brutal.
He was good, I thought.
No, I'm only joking. It was good. I'm just saying that because I wasn't there.
The Nasty Boys are only 50, like 50, in their 50s, late 50s. I thought it'd be older than that.
Have you ever seen the picture of Brian Knobbs' actual knob?
No.
Oh my God. Yeah, mate, I swear to God. Wait, let's see if you can type it. If you
can stick it up in the Patreon.
No, shut up. Who's no type? Type it in, man.
I'm not typing in.
Brian, Brian Knobs. What, Wally? No, they don't say Wally, didn't they? No. Brian Knobs' penis.
Penis.
Right, where do we see this? Go to images. Where is it? Oh, no, but there's a belt in a picture of his hoop. Right, go.
Oh, my God.
No, but there's one of his Wally, man. I can't. Right, hold on. Brian Knobs. What else do you call a penis in America? Dick.
Dick.
No.
Johnston. Brian Knobs Johnston.
God, I swear to God, man.
I've missed this, boys.
Button mushroom. I'm telling you, there's somebody took a picture of him. They must have. You know how you can get a hotel room where there's two double beds. Brian Knobs is just getting out his bed, man. He's still got a t-shirt on, and he's got like the biggest, saggiest boss ever, but the tiniest wee bobby you've ever seen in your fucking life, man. In fact, you know what? Dare me to try and get a selfie with it at the weekend.
Try and get a selfie with Brian Knobs' penis would be great. I've missed this.
Brian Knobs fapping. Does that come up? Anyway, it's still coming up. If somebody can try and get me that for next week.
Matty Collings says you've been asking where people listen to the podcast. He's been listening on his night shift in Tesco and he hates the new uniform. There's a wee picture in there. And his uniform good on him? He's wearing his mask.
Do you know why he hates a new uniform?
Why?
Do you know about this, John?
No.
Have you not heard?
Like, it's, is it Rangers Cup?
Oh, mate, it's like Castor or like the Rangers provided the Tesco gear. It's hilarious. It's like, see all the zippers, they've got the zippers, and you, when you look at a place for like a photo shoot at Murray Park, it's like,
aye, there
Gary
Foyle
was just going to take the piss out of it. And at the weekend, obviously, before the football, I was going in and I was just kind of cracking jokes with someone. I was going, oh, you look like your normal clothes and old firm day in Tesco. This guy was like, I'm a Celtic fan. I fucking hate this.
What is the football season still going on? What's happening? Is there still games happening?
Five games to go. Celtic are top of the league.
A cup still going on and stuff like that? Is the cup still going on and all that?
Yeah, Rangers beat Celtic Scottish Cup on Sunday.
Ah, right. That's
good. And we're in the semi-final of the Europa League.
The what?
Europa League.
What is that?
It's like the UEFA Cup, the UEFA Cup.
All right, okay, right there. Jordy Coyle, here's where he listens to the pod. May have to change that as I've had to stop too many times for laughing. Cheap plug, I'll disc it. He's doing a tattoo, sorry. Jordy's doing a tattoo. The guy's lying face to it. Where is he tattooing this guy? What, on his arse?
His arm. He's doing his arm.
Why is the guy lying face down?
Oh, maybe he's not. Maybe he is. No, he's doing his arm. It's going to be comfortable to do it in your arm because it looks like he's doing like his forearm. So,
Jordy's obviously tattooing people's hoops. Barry is listening to the podcast in sunny Dundee while cleaning windows. There he is. And there's a wee advert for his van there. Look at his big van, man.
That's a cracker, man.
Look at that, Barry's. It looks like, I don't know, it's brilliant. No, that looks like that van. It looks like a van that when you were a wee guy would bring bottles of ginger. Do you know what I mean?
But that is perfect advertisement because if you stay in that area, you're going to know who Barry's is, aren't you?
Oh, you know who Barry's is. No bother, aye. No bother at all. He's that window cleaner who's always laughing away at his cell when he's listening to Wrestling Daft. And David is listening to Wrestling Daft on his flight from Belfast to Bristol. Look at that. Wow, why would you go to Bristol? He's enjoyed the EC3 chat. He also had, what is that?
Roaccutane.
What is that?
It's medication for acne, which I had.
Oh, really? I never took you as somebody that would have had acne. Grade
no, old. When I was in Lowlanders, I was quite fucking...
Not as bad as the other boy, mate. Not as bad as the other boy. You look like a model. You look like a model, mate.
Anyway, he says he got no depression and he just got dry lips.
Did he give you depression?
He gave me dry lips, man. I was always wearing that, what's that fucking shit you put in your lips?
Bongella.
No.
Chapstick.
Preparation H.
It was yellow stuff, I think it was called Carmex.
Mm. Oh, aye, yeah. Yeah.
I know I love Caramax. I've been eating so much chocolate the past few days.
But somebody did actually tweet me. We can talk about Roaccutane if you want. And I'm thinking, no, I've not had it since I was fucking 18. It's bad. I don't actually still take it. Anyway, but thanks for reaching it.
But if somebody wanted to get a hoard of some Roaccutane, you'd be the guy to hook them up.
I mean, I don't even know if they still prescribe it.
Because sometimes, you know, you just want, you're in the mood for some dry laps, aren't you?
Well, that, the reason why I said it is because the doctor, before he prescribed me, he sat me down with my mum, he says, this could cause depression, da-da-da-da, brain swelling.
Wow.
I took it,
that explains a lot, doesn't it? Ryan is driving to Newcastle, listening to us. He is driving to Newcastle. He's got it on his car. He's obviously used his phone to take a photo of his car dashboard, and that will be getting reported to Strathclyde Police. And finally,
I've definitely said this before, but I've tell you, the time me and Norm Dad had a booking in Newcastle.
No.
And I had hay fever that day. I had hay fever and I went to take my hay fever tablets. And I was like, man, I'm fucking knackered, man. I thought that was non drowsy. And I looked and I had 10 like 6 sleeping tablets. I was fucked driving to Newcastle fucking day. Oh, never again. That was generally one of the worst days of my life. I'm telling you, mate. I'm telling you. What a fucking rough day, and especially because no one couldn't drive the wee dick.
Oh my God. And finally, after saying Andrew looks like Rylan, he sent us an angry GIF actually, saying, I don't look like Rylan, you cheeky bastards. So there's a picture of a guy who just looks like an angry Rylan to me.
Do you like Rylan, Rob?
Aye, I've got any issue with Rylan.
I follow him on Instagram. I quite like him.
I think he's a good presenter. I mean, he's done well for himself because I remember when he was on what was it, X Factor? He was on originally.
Yeah, he was the joke. He was a clown.
Yeah, but and he's turned himself around into one of the most polished tele presenters.
I think he's great. And he's quite genuine in that as well. Mm-hmm. We were kind of talking about we were talking about good workers that are good workers outside wrestling, and that's. He was my first pick. I think he's what you'd call a worker.
Solid worker.
Finger on every
party. And insult, somebody saying you look like Rylan, I would take that. Somebody, you know, Rylan's a guy who looks after himself. And, you know, he's paid a fortune for the teeth, clearly. Mm. On that chat, Jack has suggested Rylan versus Roman in Wales in a teeth versus teeth match for the UK pay-per-view. Well, Mick says, I heard on the pod you want to stay over for the Cardiff pay-per-view. Get involved, lads. Watch Premiership Years or a pay-per-view with a few tins. Take you to the local. Vince McCann's on the train to the stadium and a fry up next morning. So let's talk about this show in Cardiff. Obviously, we'll have been speaking about it last week, but why are they doing it in Cardiff, do you think?
Because it's got a retractable roof.
Right.
Has Wembley got that, John?
I don't think Wembley has got a retractable roof, Gredo. No. Spurs Stadium have a retractable roof? I think that might have a retractable roof.
Has it? I don't know. But
he's gone.
I think I'm not going to the actual event, but I've got a feeling there's going to be that weekend as there's going to be bookings.
ICW will be doing a show surely down in Cardiff.
I think there'll be a number of promotions that will be doing stuff
you know something great.
I'm just saying I think it might be, I think it's just, well, come on. And by the way, I must admit, like last week, Rab, what I was saying was, because it had just been announced, is they're going to need to try hard and or at least advertise some big stars to get that place sold out. How wrong was I when I said there's 57,000 folk registered? That obviously doesn't mean that's the amount of people that are going to buy a ticket, but see when I think about it, that is going to sell.
It is going to sell. John, right, John, your job as a guy who is just producer of Wrestling Daft is you've got to get us in.
Right, okay. I've got a contact at the WWE.
Must be able to get this podcast in. Free tickets, because it would be nice for the boys to have a trip down to Cardiff.
It'd be good, wouldn't it?
For Wrestling Daft. It seems crazy.
Why don't we do a Wrestling Daft live show in Cardiff?
That's interesting.
Mm. We'll do it at Swansea's ground or something like that.
That's interesting. We could do it. Aye.
I take it Swansea's miles away from Cardiff, aye?
Aye.
But that's a great... I mean, but we should be there. I mean, Wrestling Daft. Mm. And then the big event in the UK...
We are the biggest wrestling podcast in the UK, aren't we?
That's what you keep telling
me. By a mile. John McGuire's pointed us in the direction of celebritynetworth.com and told us to check out Ted DiBiase. Ted DiBiase's net worth is $1 million. An American former professional wrestler, manager, ordained minister, commentator, has a net worth of $1 million. Is he not in some legal situation at the minute?
I think it's his son, is it not? Ted DiBiase.
Aye. But he'll get. Is he no? He's a priest. Is it not a priest? He's a kind of. He's one of the evangelists, kind of. And is he no? Kind of here now, here now.
here now. I think so, aye.
He isn't. He's one of the kind of Christian pastors. They kind of usually make quite good money, don't they? Is that?
Yeah, sure, we've got. I've got a news story here from one day ago. Disgraced welfare director faces new bribery charges. John Davis, former director of the Mississippi Department of Human Services, is facing new bribery charges for his alleged role in the state's sprawling welfare embezzlement scandal. Right? And if I scroll down in this story, we'll see here that text messages between Davis and New, obtained by Mississippi Today and reprinted here as they were written, shed light on how Davis directed New to pay for DiBiase's rehab. Prosecutors, so obviously this is an ongoing story that's happening at the minute with the DiBiase's and some kind of big fraud thing. Brett Favre is tied to political corruption scandal in Mississippi. This is a Hall of Fame quarterback. Hall of Fame quarterback. Brett Favre has been paid $1.1 million. But listen to this. It was revealed by an audit, by state auditor Shad White, that Favre, WWE Hall of Famer Ted DiBiase, Andy's sons Ted DiBiase Jr. and Brett DiBiase were paid millions of dollars in the embezzlement scheme.
Maybe he was lifted today. That's how we kind of go to the weekend. Maybe something like that.
These are the charges. These are the charges that are out there. Favre believed he could make millions as an early investor in a drug company. He just needed a little more political and financial capital to push the enterprise into the end zone. So there's something going on.
So he went to the $1 million man. That's brilliant.
Going on in Mississippi. We don't know. Obviously, these are all allegations. We don't know the deals. But all I've got to say is, you know, Virgil must be laughing all the way to the bank. Hi, John. Paul has been in touch. This is Paul talking now. Hi, John. I was writing to follow up on the message I sent last week regarding Grado and Jesse Ray collaborating on a new project, namely a mashup of It's Yourself and Be Yourself. So just try to give you a wee bit of information on why I think this would be cool. Jesse was a big figure in the LA music scene in the 80s, working with Roger Troutman. You know that hook in California Love by Tupac and Dr. Dre? Troutman sang that bit. And he was known for his elaborate music videos that took him to the top of the Highlands to hanging off the Empire State Building with a claymore and a salt tire. I'll link a bunch of them below, but they're all pretty fantastic. I'm sure Rab's heard them. I should mention that Jesse has a gimmick that would fit perfectly into wrestling. He dresses heat to toe in clan regalia, complete with an iron helmet and a kilt. He makes feel-good, upbeat and catchy funk music that inspired the whole West Coast rap scene. And he seems like the perfect musical tag team partner for Grado. And one of his hits back in the day was Be Yourself, which is all about positivity and self-acceptance set to a bouncy clap-along beat. It reminded me of Grado's catchphrase, and with his return to the ring building steam and Jesse promoting the Doddy Weir Foundation, it seems like kismet that Scotland's bold sons could team up. I went to a recent gig at the CCA in Glasgow, and he has quite the youthful fan base for a 71-year-old. Maybe we could get him to play Grado to the ring at an event or work together on another new video. Final wee note, I work for a national newspaper that's Know the Sun. Good man. I remember the man for the Tap End of Stevenson used to have a column with. What paper was that?
The Record.
And I'd be happy to pitch a story to the news in the hope we can put a smile on some faces after a rotten few years. Let me know what you think. And if you're interested, I'll contact Jesse and find out what the score is or how we move forward. I know he's active on Facebook, so that might be a good way to get in touch. Thanks a lot. Look forward to hearing from you and best of luck with the podcast. Be yourself. And here's a clip of
Do you want
yourself.
To hear this? Do you want to hear this?
Put it on. Yeah, do you know? I've actually, Jesse Ray wouldn't be a bad shout for coming out with Big Drew, by the way, in Cardiff. I'm not even joking when I say that.
I'm honest, I've never heard of this guy. So, but he is doing work for the Doddy Weir Foundation as well. That's good.
Right.
John, do you know this, Jesse Ray?
I pride myself on
this. I was going to say that, mate.
I've never heard of this guy.
You've never heard of Jesse Ray?
No.
Crofty will care him.
Of course he will.
I'm sure one of my sisters was at one of his gigs when, you know, years ago back in the 80s. And
is that him there?
Right. We're ready to hear this
tune. Is that him there, Joe?
You're going to know him where? Show me.
There in front of me.
No, you're going to know him when you fucking see him, by the way, because he dresses in full gimmick. What you
right,
see?
Here we go. So this is where Paul told us to start from. Here
right,
we go.
Go for it.
So he's American?
It is.
Wow, man.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Okay, I like that, right.
You could change the lyrics to It's Yourself quite easily.
You could have if you did one bit Be Yourself, next bit It's Yourself.
But his song that I remember is a song called Over the Sea.
Aye, that's quite a good wrestling entrance.
Aye, it's not bad.
Get the rights to that, don't bother with Grey though.
I'm surprised I've never heard of this geezer. He seems like a kind of, you know, like one of the kind of cult following kind of, you know, like Mr. Boom, remember Mr. Boom, that kind of idea.
Aye.
Anyway, he's active on Facebook, so that's ideal.
So there you go. So there you go, that's Jesse. I mean, the guy's in his 70s, but I mean, for fuck's sake. Right, if you want to get in touch with us about any of that or just random wrestling-related stuff, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook, and email us at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. Now, every week we like to separate the... John hasn't even bothered written in here. This is how he's welcomed me back. No, John, look at here. Let me read out what John has fucking written. Right. This is me back on the show, right? And this is what John has written for me. Every week we separate the as we bury put over stuff from the world of wrestling, the honky tonk from the honky tonk man.
Brutal, brutal.
Sorry, I was rushing through the plan today. It was a real rush, so apologies for that.
Right, I want to just quickly get some thoughts in of stuff that, you know, I've not had a chance to talk about. So, WrestleMania, obviously. I need to talk about, I thought it was strong. I thought it was a strong WrestleMania. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed seeing Vince getting that stunner. It baffles me that there's some people out there who think that it would be better, that bit would be better if Vince had taken that stunner better. There's no chance it could have been any better than it was.
No.
Vince floating about that ring and falling about and all that. Laughing. It was fucking great. It was exactly what I wanted. I couldn't believe how good Stone Cold looked, by the way. I thought he looked fucking brilliant.
Aye.
Which is great when that happens, when a guy comes back. I thought a Becky Lynch and Bianca Belair match was brilliant. I thought they both looked $1 million. I thought they did a crack job. I thought, what else did I love?
Did you spoil yourself for Cody Rhodes?
What do you mean, spoil myself? I didn't know he was coming out.
Well, it got spoiled for me.
Well, I expected he was coming. I expected it would be him, but I didn't get spoiled. I didn't know.
Oh, that's good. So you must get, that was quite cool seeing that, wasn't it then?
It was cool, aye. And the match was good as well.
Match was brilliant, man. Love that match.
And I think... if I was a guy returning and I had my choice of who I was going to wrestle, I couldn't think. It'd be Seth or it'd be Randy Orton. I think you just... You know what I mean? I just like you always get a good match with Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. Mm. It's always going to happen.
What have you thought about him since he's debuted? Have you watched Raw and that?
I've not been keeping up. I've not been keeping up with Raw. I've not had a chance to kind of keep up with that. But they definitely seem to be really pushing him as a star.
Aye.
Which is great. In terms of WrestleMania as well, the Johnny Knoxville match and Sami Zayn match was great fun.
The best.
I really enjoyed that. Again, that was one of the ones that, you know, some of the fucking people on the internet moaning about that one. People should know better. What else have I been enjoying? I didn't love Roman Reigns and Lesnar.
No, I never even watched that. Did you see any of the kind of other matches for that weekend? Did you see any Ring of Honor?
No, I didn't see any Ring of Honor.
I'm telling you, there's one match I was reading about it last week. The Briscoes versus The Revival.
Was it good?
Oh, it was amazing, mate. It was brilliant. I honestly, I watched it with a wee glass of wine, and I thought, that's the best match I've watched in years. It was tremendous. Mike Johnson put me onto it. Shout out to him, by the way. He's gone through a bit of a tough time. By the way, do you know what I always wanted to bring up as well? The Gaspard's induction into the Hall of Fame. I thought that was nicely done.
Aye. Hall of Fame, what did you make of the Taker's speech?
Went
too
on.
Long.
Too long.
He looked like Steve Jobs, we were talking about last week.
Aye, was
Steve Jobs or someone doing a TED talk.
Aye.
The way he was cutting a button on it.
I could not listen. I'm not moaning about it. It just was quite funny that, you know, like the Steiners were arguing with each other for getting 4 minutes and he was on for about an hour and a half. Get what I mean?
Aye. I mean, I thought it was all right. What else? Was there anything else I enjoyed over that WrestleMania weekend? I liked a lot of it, to be honest. I liked a lot of it. There was a match I really liked, but I can't even fucking remember what it was now.
Tag match.
What was the tag match again?
Tag match, RK Bro and the Street Profits and Alpha Academy.
I thought it was that was all right, but wasn't
what
it?
About the pair, what about the pair fellas' knees combusting? Would you cry? That was sad, man.
So it was good. Let's see what and you just want to put her.
I'll be honest with you, John. Isn't this fucking Rab being away? I was watching Raw and left, right and centre, wasn't I?
Rab, it's been quite impressive. I mean, he's been working really hard. He's been booking his guests. He's been coming on with valid points about wrestling. He's been talking through valid matches.
Sorry. I want to put her
what?
What's his name?
Oh, Elias.
No.
Ezekiel.
What's his name? Bloody. Oh, fuck's sake.
The NFL guy.
Aye, Pat McKay.
Aye.
His match was fucking brilliant.
That was good, wasn't it?
He was amazing, man. He really blew me away. And much as it pains me to say this as well. Fucking Logan Paul was cracking, I know.
All my pals who don't really watch wrestling but are into all that, they're into all that, but they were going like that. He's brilliant.
He's a grafter, that boy, though. You know what I mean? They've got work ethic, they boys.
Look at me, pure embarrassed to say that my pals like Logan Paul.
I know.
He
was great. He looked great. You know, it was just, there was a lot of good stuff. I just feel that all the kind of star attraction stuff was beautiful. Beautifully, but and great seeing Vince out there. And, you know, it was just great fun, man. Great fun.
Seen a bit where he fought Austin's music hit. That was class, wasn't it?
You're selling it. You're getting it away, man. You're getting it away, wasn't it?
It was funny. John, did you watch Raw this week?
I've not seen Raw. I've watched the W. I've not caught up in Raw yet. Is it good?
If I was going to put over one thing, I loved the segment where you just need to see it. It was brilliant. I honestly loved it with Kevin Owens, Ezekiel / Elias, and shoosh. It's dead funny because, what do you call him, Gable Stevenson? He's sitting there and he's going like that. No, Chad Gable. He's doing the lie detector test and he's got a wee pair of glasses on.
and a wee sweater.
He's dead funny. He was like a cross between Wee Burnley and him fae, would you call him? See the dad fae, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Rick Moranis.
Aye. He was like cross. He was like cross between the two. He was dead funny. Taunting, just the way he was acting the full segment about doing the lie detector test.
Why? Do you know what? I've ever seen a lie detector in the wrestling ring before. Why have they not done that more? Because that's an obvious go-to kind of gimmick thing, isn't it?
John, you might be on it. Something has it been a lie detector.
I don't think I remember.
That has been done before.
No, I don't know.
Russell done it.
He's doing so well, isn't he, man? He's like Chad Gable's doing so well with that gimmick, man.
Oh, see, just the way he's mannerisms.
Would I be right in saying there's just a wee ripple of life about WWE at the minute? If you know what I mean, there's a wee bit of life in the old dog at the minute.
Aye, well,
do you know what I mean, mate.
If I'm taking time to sit and watch it, and I'm not getting bored, and I'm liking it, and I'm fast forwarding very, very little. Do you know what I mean? I'm managing to watch quite a bit of it.
I just kind of feel like there's just something a wee bit exciting about it at the minute. What did you make of Triple H is coming out on the start of night two and just saying welcome to WrestleMania and leaving his boots in the ring? Did you like that? Did you think that was nicely done?
Nice touch.
I thought he would have said more though.
Aye. But mate, you've got to remember, man, he's fucking ticker take an office, ain't he?
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? Maybe fear case it does in. Who you shit yet?
Careful, I'm on earphones, mate, so actually it's only me here.
I was thinking, why is she dinging me, man?
My daughter has came into shot here. If you're on the Patreon, you're able to see me trying to push her away. Right, so let's see what the punters are saying. John wants to put over Edge's faction. It's got brood vibes to it. Also, Broken Skull Sessions with Bubba Ray Dudley. Right.
Oh, I need to watch that.
Listen, if there's two things in this world I'm not interested in, it's Edge's faction and Bubba Ray Dudley.
Mate, I'm not into it. Bubba Ray, I would listen to him. I would listen to his stuff.
Nah, it's not for me.
He's not likable. He's not a likable guy, is he?
But no. John wants to bury AEW's recent booking with Keith Lee. He just feels in the same spot he is when he left WWE.
But that's how, that's it's because there's too many wrestlers, that's why.
Yeah. Keith Lee, I'm not sure his main event.
Aye.
What do you think?
I've not seen enough of it, mate. I've not really not seen enough of AEW.
I feel, so you see main event to me, it's not a big guy, a big strong guy like that. Main event to me is a wee skinny guy. Right. With long blonde hair. It looks about 12 years old. Has got name muscles. With a name Adam Cole. He's main event. Toby says, I want to put over Grado for booking some great guests for the show, but also I'd like to bury EC3's microphone and internet connection for the interview. Was he calling in on a potato? Great interview, but there you go. Scott wants to put over Joe versus Suzuki, two boys that definitely hurted their chests.
Brilliant, man.
Because they were really chopping away at each other, weren't they?
I've hurted my chest.
Craig wants to put over Cody's entrance. Every week I get some buzz just for his entrance to the ring, he says. The fact he's the only one that gets pyro is amazing. And wants to bury no having Toll replace Rab as a guest host in his absence. Wrestling Daft needs Mayor Chris Toll. Actually,
There's two Toll references within.
I must be burner account.
I actually demanded that Chris Toll didn't replace me because I was worried I wouldn't get back. But actually, it was me that buried Chris. I was like, don't fucking put him on because they'll not want me back. Craigie Bear wants to put over Cody's booting. Wants to bury AEW's Giant Gonzalez Part 2. Stevie wants to please put over Grado's cousin Lynn, who showed us around the Seamill Hydro for a wedding venue. What a lovely woman.
Ah, she's brilliant. Lynn's brand new. She's great.
Is that where you're doing your wedding, Seamill Hydro?
No, which obviously makes things quite difficult, doesn't it, when it's your cousin showing you booting. It was lovely, but...
You'll get a wee family discount, no?
Well, of course not, but this... I ended up went to see the lock side. By the way, the Seamill Hydro is amazing.
It's totally nice amazing for a wedding.
Have you been, yeah, John?
I've been to a wedding there.
You are not going to get anybody better to manage your wedding than Lynn Steveley. Oh, that's her maiden name. Lynn Hislop at the Seamill Hydro.
Big shout out to Lynn and congratulations to Stevie for his upcoming nuptials. Jim was watching Battle of the Belts 2 and wants to put over the shithousery from AEW by putting the TNT belt on Sammy Guevara for the third time, equal with Cody's record 2 weeks after signing for WWE. Class. Also putting over FTR. I am partially deaf, says Jim, so never really heard the intro before in AEW. Jim wears his hearing aid occasionally when around friends or family at his work, so he doesn't seem ignorant, but in his digs, watching the telly, doesn't he fucking bother, man. Plus, I think that's a major problem with audio in the wrestling shows. You want to hear the crowd going tonto, but you don't want it to drown out the entrance music. You still want to hear it a bit. Mixes
good point.
Off. I'm half deaf, what do I know?
I'm half deaf.
Anyway, FDR's theme tune is amazing. I looked it up after one of the commentators said, I love that song, and obviously couldn't fucking hear it because my fucking hearing aid battery died and the spares are in my works, man. So Pat's trying to listen to it on the show and looked up on YouTube, peach. Also putting your Dax on Twitter, love it. Couldn't give off a fuck. No burying fuck off. Positive vibes, troops. Well, maybe bury WWE for putting up on the screen Andrew the Giant. Andre the Giant Memorial. The fucking says Andre the Giant. Andre the Giant Memorial winner when Madcap Moss was on the WrestleMania pre-show. Did that happen? Fuck knows. Maybe I dreamt it. Oh, definitely said Andrew the Giant. Did it? Or did it? Maybe I should be wearing my specs and all. He's fucking hopping. Jim... Sorry for the typos, he says. That was the hardest, the sweatiest 2 minutes of my life, yeah, reading that out.
That's listener of the week right there. That was funny.
Omicron variant wants to put over Wheeler Utah versus Mox, star-making stuff, and wants to bury Boris Johnson. A wee bit of politics, a wee bit of satire to end the segment.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn.
and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You just made the list!
Bigger than Kevin Nash, it's the list of Wrestling Daft. This week it was between the greatest tag team breakups and the greatest WCW champions, and it was the tag team breakups that won it. Owner Patreon was 66%.
Do you see that actually on Kevin Nash he was mentioned in the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial?
Was he?
Why?
On the Wrestling Daft Discord this afternoon, someone popped it up saying that apparently Amber Heard claims Johnny Depp was insanely jealous. Textually, he was upset at a rap party in November 2014 all night. Meanwhile, Amber Heard at a rap party in November 2014 was Depp jealous, or was Depp reasonably insecure, suspicion, unsure? And there's a picture of Amber Heard with Kevin Nash.
Wow, that's amazing.
Johnny Depp was jealous of her being with Kevin Nash.
Well, there's a picture of Big Sexy with his arms round Amber Heard at the rap party for Magic Mike's XXL.
I'm looking at the picture right now, and it looks as if they're getting quite close.
See? Aye. Geez, Owen, there's a couple of pictures as well, aren't there?
There you go.
Kevin Nash is a fucking man.
He's a fucking man.
Yes,
he's my dream interview for this show.
Wow.
Kevin Nash.
I wouldn't like interview him. I know he wouldn't like me.
Have you seen the shoot interview for?
I think he'd like me though, Credo.
I would like you because you're intelligent and you can hang with cunts like that. Like you could talk about conservatives and all this shit. No, I mean you can hang with all that.
We should do at some point. We should work up towards a big live Wrestling Daft and get Kevin Nash here for the interview. That would be brilliant.
Yeah. You can hang with the likes of Kevin Nash. I can hang with the likes of like fucking Abdullah the Butcher or something like that.
You know what I mean? Have you seen the Kevin Nash interview, the shoot interview he does while eating ravioli?
Aye, I've seen all of them, mate. I've seen everyone.
There isn't a shoot interview that exists that Grado's not seen.
Seriously, he's the best to watch.
He said a shoot interview in an Italian restaurant while eating ravioli.
Grado, I had an idea, by the way, while I was on tour, right, while I was doing Orphans. I had an idea. It was making me laugh, right? It's like, because I know you love shoot interviews, right?
Aye.
And I know you love that old, like, sleazy vibe of the fucking RF interviews, the kind of... You know, like in some hotel room or something, and it's like, you know what I mean?
And like, I have to cut the cordon because somebody's dropping off hash and all that. I love that shit.
You know what I mean? It's like, you know, and they're eating pizza and it's stinking, and all that. And I thought, like, how amazing would it be to do a series of shoot interviews, like, with people that aren't the wrestlers, but like, shoot interviews?
Aye, like, you need.
You know what I mean? Like me and you, if you imagine that, me and you interviewing, like, I don't know, like, fucking actors, not like the Crankies.
Welcome to another Wrestling Daft shoot interview series. Today we're joined by Ian and Jeanette Cranky.
And it's like,
we are a fan of the business
corner or something. It's like 3 hours long. And it's like we're in a hotel room and we're eating pizzas and we're asking and giving names of people, like, right, we're going to give you a name. You tell me what you're thinking of. Johnny Beatty and fucking, you know what I mean?
Aye, like playing fuck, marry, kill with them and all that.
Wee Burnley, Johnny Beatty. Do you know what I mean? Like, who the assholes are not writing.
Or like the bag that they did, that guy does the shit of your series now, how he has the gym bag and he pulls up like the pills and all that.
Aye.
Pull up like whiskey and all that. Who are you hanking on that? And like,
do you think that would be money, man? Like getting football players and like getting Andy Gorham,
shoot interview series. Holy fuck, man.
Andy Gorham in a shoot interview and like get Jordan Young for Scott Squad in a shoot interview and all that. And it's like, you'd be brilliant, man.
Aye. Wow, that's a fucking great idea.
But we shoot it on camcorder and all that. We make it look like an old camcorder.
It would need to be like controversial for the likes of, like, you know, the singing kettle split up.
Aye, aye.
You know what I mean? It would need to be like
Mr. Boom shooting at you. Fucking aye. burying the guy for daughter man and all that.
Aye, burying the same kettle going, they bastards, man. They stole my shit.
I mean, Artie's a kind of crab at man, Artie. You know, he's
I tried to, sure, I tried to bring up singing kettle and all that when I was doing Scott Score because it was improvised, and he was like, oh no.
Maybe we should talk more about that, Gredo, because imagine you could do a series of them, man. We could do it, man. Like old school tape traders, man. Set up our NB.
It is filmed like in a fucking Premier Inn.
Aye, and it's like unedited. Like, it's unedited. It's like 3 hours long.
Aye,
edited chat, like slow as fuck. Now sometimes as well, they were like really slow. The shit interviews as well. It's like I always remember like watching the Raven one and all. It'd take ages to answer things. And all that. You'd be sitting for fucking ages. Do you know what I mean?
And they're eating. Like, they just don't give a fuck.
Eating and all that. Aye, and like just fucking brilliant, man. Life Duff and all that, talking about Taggart and that.
I mean, oh, it would be great, wouldn't it? Oh my god.
Because what you would have to do is like you just ask somebody if they would do the interview and then you'd send them an example of some shoot interviews, what they're like, you know what I mean?
I send them almost
like, aye, you'd be brilliant.
And ask them like really, really like stuff that they would never be asked on a telly. Like, I'm trying to think, like what your thought, like, was Princess Diana, what was the deal there? What was your opinion on that? You know what I mean? Like, what do you think happened there?
Aye.
What do you think happened there, John McKay? How you would have. Do you know what I mean? Like, fucking. You could do John McKay and go on like that. So, where were you when you first heard about the accent? Do you know what I mean? Like,
I would love to hear George Albert's talking about why he thinks the paparazzi, what their involvement in Diana's death and Big Albert's fucking explaining that. I would end up in the record, wouldn't it?
It would.
If Albert said the big George
Well, the
Albert
record
said,
they're listening right now, let's hope they don't fucking
imagine George. Imagine George Albert says, I think maybe the Queen did murder Princess Diana. In the paper, man. Oh, that's money. Listen, that's a money idea, by the way. Keep that in the back pocket. Right, okay. So it's the top three tag team breakups of all time. Number three for me has got to be the Shield. I loved that. I loved when Seth turned on. Number two for me has got to be Hogan and Macho Man. When I was a wee guy, that was a massive thing. Beautifully worked. Number one is obviously Shawn Michaels, Marty Jannetty. I don't think there's ever been a better example of it's going to be the most famous tag team breakup ever, right?
I would say
still,
so.
To this day. Let's see what the punters are saying. P. McBee says X-Pac and Kane. Fuck's sake. Gutted as I thought Kane was going to join DX and be the big green machine. Steven says the Rockers in the barbershop. There it is. Paul says the greatest breakup of all time, Sean and Marty. There it is. Louise says the breakup of the Shield. Good on you, Louise. Jason says DIY set up a year-long feud to one of the best NXT matches ever at New Orleans. That's a good shout, actually. APA in 2004, JBL refusing to walk out with his best friend after all these years. I forgot about that one, by the way, actually.
Oh, I need to get myself... I need to look at that. I don't really remember that.
Aye, it happened. Big Boy Bruno, obvious answer is Sean and Marty, he says, but more recently Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho at the Festival of Friendship. That was a good one.
That was brilliant.
Aye, that was a good one. Good shout. Chris says Mega Powers was the best one. Great story and chemistry between two megastars when they were together. It was always edgy. And Xander says it has to be Sean putting Marty through the barbershop window. End of the Rockers. I was gutted at the time. Daniel, honestly, I like Curtis Axel and Ryback's breakup. No surprise turner or anything, just a backstage segment with them saying it's time to go alone and thanking each other. And Bobak says the Lowlanders, when they broke up, they were heading for the very top. The Lowlanders never did officially break up, though, did they?
Well, we knew the writer at the time, you know. Were you not writing?
I never had the fucking book, mate, at any point.
You did.
No, I never
thought had, you did at one
no
point,
chance.
No?
No, no way did I ever have the book, mate.
No,
I mean, it's still going, don't get me wrong.
Aye. And we never split up, I don't think. It was just a matter of
exactly. You're still a Lowlander, officially.
I'm still a Lowlander. Lowlander, oh my, we can maybe do that at the Pavilion. By the way, plug for my Pavilion show, 7th of May, pavilionthatre.co.uk.
7th of May is your...
Pavilion show.
What, your wrestling bash, yeah?
Aye,
bash?
Aye. Have you not seen it anywhere?
No, and also I'm no booked.
Not...
I'm no booked again.
I want you to be booked.
I can't believe it. I can't fucking believe it.
Rob, I can't get a hold of you.
What do you mean you can't get a hold?
I can't
you
get a hold.
One message saying... You haven't sent me one message saying you're going to be available on the 7th of May for Grado's family bash.
You want to ref me and Brett? You want to ref me and Brett?
Brett Hart?
It's, remember, Terry Funk, it's a reference to...
Oh, hey,
want to
ref
me and Brett?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking Robert Stamp there, man. Dennis Florence.
There's more content for you at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. As you heard for Grado earlier on, Grado likes to sometimes check in with the Discord to make sure that he's not getting anybody offensive onto the show. make sure he doesn't get cancelled. But you can get bonus episodes, extra content, get involved with our community. And you need to get involved with our community now if you're going to want to find out about our big show in Cardiff next year. Is it next year?
No, it's
this year.
November this year. And now you can get involved in our Discord. Talk to Grado about EC3. Chat to us and the rest of the community. And the best way to get involved is to sign up for one of your tiers at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. And you can also get Wrestling Daft merch at shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingdaft. But please do consider backing the Patreon. It keeps all us boys in a job. So now it's time for the Wrestling Daft watch along. Each week we get together, watch a match together. Myself and Grado give detailed analysis while John kind of has a wee kip almost. You see his eyes start to droop, starts to fall asleep. Now you're going to find this match on the Wrestling Daft socials and in the episode description. So after three, we're all going to press play at the same time. This time the match is, it's Raw, June 23rd, 2003. It's a match involving Triple H and Kane, and it's the night that Kane loses his mask. One, two, three, go!
To play the game.
Here he comes. The game.
Time to play the game.
Right, so out comes Triple H. The iconic music is playing. A wee fun fact for you here. As the band Motorhead, who performed this track. Lemmy, lead singer of Motorhead, he's deep now. Triple H is being accompanied to the ring by the Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
You see Flair rolling about with Jay Lethal?
I did, aye.
Aye, get mad at
that. I love Triple H's entrance. I said it last week.
Have you saw the Jimmy Savile documentary, Rab?
No, I've not watched the Netflix one.
Aye.
I've not watched it yet. Do you watch it?
Aye, there's footage of him wrestling.
Triple H?
Was he a good... Was Jimmy Savile wrestling in the documentary?
Aye, there's a wee clip, man.
Was he a good worker?
Aye, better than me anyway.
Who was he wrestling?
Some other cunt.
Triple H was good. I like that.
You don't want to say, don't say that he's better than you. You don't want people walking about saying that, see, Grado, man, he's worse than Jimmy Savile.
What reminded you of Triple H's entrance to Jimmy Savile, Grado? Where did your ring go there?
I actually don't even know.
Yeah. Who was he wrestling? Who was he working?
I don't know, Cat Weasel or some fucking, I don't know. I actually don't even know, but it was like quite old.
What do you mean? I don't remember Triple H wearing blue shorts and blue shirts.
2003 went through a wee kind of phase. I changed it up a wee bit. He had purple trunks. Maybe he had the cycling shorts at one point as well.
Clean shaven and all.
I hated this version of Triple H, the wee guy.
I don't like a clean shaven Triple H.
No, damn,
he's heel at this point, isn't he? He's heel. Evil champions at this point. Yeah.
Here comes Kane, bearer of pain.
You can tell right away he's got a wiggle, couldn't you? Do you think you can, no?
You no. Kinda can you?
It's better than the one, remember, that they did 8 years later. And they forgot to put moose on it or something. They're dry, remember that? But you wonder what's going through old Glenn Jacobs' mind there.
What, in this match, when he knows he's going to be unmasking it then?
I'm shite myself to take this off, man. Yeah, I mean.
I was never a huge fan of this, this ring gear either.
Yeah.
He's wearing here. I don't like it. He used to, Kane used to walk out, and my dad used to always kind of go, oh, for fuck's sake. And he saw him.
Look at this. Aye.
You know, just like.
What's this?
He's a big strong lad, isn't he?
Hmm.
He's got a wee goatee on the go there, Kane, as well, hasn't he? There's your pal Earl.
I hate this blue pants on Triple H. I'm not a fan of this.
Do you think it's probably dedicated to Ric Flair, would you think? Because Flair would wear that kind of blue with the blue boots, made I think about it.
Aye.
That's what it'll be. Flair's looking good. What age must he be there? 2003.
81.
He is in quite good shape there, actually, isn't he?
I mean, what about Flair, man? He's literally, like, he's fell out with that guy, that Matt Madden, sacked Matt Madden for his podcast. He split
up. Oh, did he?
With,
I didn't know that.
He split up with that woman they get married to. Sure, he was freaking winching on the camera and all the famous folk were there.
Aye, aye, aye.
Remember, there was a clip here and he was getting half of him, like, it was bogging. Remember that?
Aye.
Split up with her because he likes painting. Much.
Is that why they split? Because is he still partying, do you think?
I think that's the deal. I think he kind of says, look, I'm just wanting to live my life. I just want to get in a party. It's a bit like you see Hogan, man. Hogan's always putting up pictures now at his wee karaoke club. And like a Monday or a Tuesday, there's about 10 folk there, and it's like him, his missus, his boy. And there's about 8 folk, and there's somebody up singing like The Killers. It just looks... It's depressing.
And he is... Hogan is absolutely loaded.
I know, and it's like... And he's always gone, come down to the karaoke the night we're on between 10 and 1. Not this. There's only about 8 folk there. And you're like...
I don't get it. Why is Hogan not, like, travelling all over the world? Why is he not, like, travelling Europe with his wife? You know what I mean? Like,
aye,
living like a fucking king, man. With all that money.
His boy does, like, a DJ set and all that.
Hanging about doing some dive bar, man, because there was Flair and all that, no there. One of the
They're always there. They, I think they stick rolling, and then once Ross is after get the tunes on.
A life, man. Anyway, sorry, Kane just did a big sit up there. Triple H has got a wee plaster on his head as well. There, he's obviously cut his cell at some point. Maybe when he was shaving, his moustache off his forehead. And see if you want to stop yourself from cutting yourself, you're shaving, we'd recommend Harry's.
Harry's
shaving razors. I just got a new Harry's starter pack through. I've been sending about 10 starter packs to Harry's. I feel like going to them. Harry's, just send me the fucking next pack, whatever the next pack is. Had enough starters now.
A move you never see Triple H do, like a DDT. You see that? I've never seen Triple H do that, my puff.
You've never seen Triple H do a DDT?
I don't think I ever have.
No, he definitely did it.
That's a... that was botched, that, wasn't it?
I just kind of put this boy down, Kane.
See, I love TV matches like this. See, they're fast-paced, but nothing... Do you know what I mean? Like, it's all happening, it's all action-packed. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't stop.
He just, I think Triple H, when he's clean shaven, just looks a wee bit like a big baby, didn't he?
But do you know what this... But do you know this at one point as well? Like, 1997 Kane would never have done that. Give me a punch, because he was that, like, mysterious. Do you get what I mean by that?
He was like a big monster, like an unthinking monster.
Was this the right time to bring that character to an end, though, with the unmasking at this point?
I think so.
Doing it on Raw, though, Jenny would do it at pay-per-view, you know?
I mean, did they not fucking set JR on fire and all that a couple weeks later?
He went to the team.
I would love to hear, has he never been on a Stone Cold podcast or anything and spoken about?
I'm sure he has been on it, you know?
Has he?
Maybe he hasn't.
Kane has been on it.
But did they talk about that, about the unmasking?
He did.
Hey, because you're watching this going, oh man, I can't wait to see what they've done with his face. You know what I mean? And there's the King going, oh my God, he's going to be so ugly, he's disfigured, he's blah, 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 blah. By the way, man, how are they not blown up?
Ref bump.
How they blown up my fart at this point?
Was that an intentional ref bump there? No, there's the
bump. That was...
he fucked, that was didn't he, did you know what he fucked it? Yeah, he fucked it and he went further right.
Maybe went a step too soon.
He fucked the first one, he went, oh, I've got to do the ref bump now.
I don't respect you.
Where was the title?
What?
Here we go. Belt shot. He's teeing up the belt shot. Kane.
Kane with the belt shot now on Triple H.
I like how Kane does that. One hand. Brilliant.
Errol's done.
Come on, we need the count. We've got a new champion here.
Who was that referee again? Don't remember him.
I don't know.
That wasn't his boy, was it? That's not right. Very good, John, man.
I've not got
the... an advert.
You don't get the premium.
If you're watching the watch along with us, you'll have this advert at this time.
I hope so. But if I've got premium.
Not if you've got premium. So if you've watched, if you're on premium, there you go, Paddy Power.
Fucking hell, man. Right, please sign up to our Patreon so that John can get premium YouTube and mate. We don't.
You go to Rab, you get premium.
This is
YouTube.
All out of time then. No, I've not got premium. Have you got premium, Grado?
Fucking right. The only thing that I don't grudge paying every month is YouTube.
How much
premium.
Is it?
It's about £16-17.
And £16-17 a month?
I don't grudge it. Honestly, don't. I complain about Netflix. I think that's a bump. I think Sky's a bump.
What else do you get for the £16-17?
You just need adverts. Need adverts, and I would say that you can download.
You can download
videos
stuff
on your phone. So if you're maybe travelling, you're on a plane and stuff like that, you can still watch it.
Right.
Oh, ref's back up.
Oh, slow count.
Slow count. Hey, oh, he's kicked out the pedigree. Look at Flair. Love Flair. Look at that.
God, why did I think that this match was a tag match with RVD when he got his mask pulled off? I take it Van Damme's about to jump out.
I don't remember Van Damme being involved.
No, he did, because he chokeslams Van Damme at the end, I'm sure, does he know?
Oh, back bump. Oh, here's Flair getting it now.
Oh.
Flair sells, man. Love it.
He really does sell, doesn't he? Pedigree again.
Pedigree's a shite finisher.
Whoa. No, it's no. Pedigree's a shite finisher. Are you joking?
I love that.
See if you're taking a pedigree and the guy doesn't release your arms, you're fucked.
Why would you hold your hair?
Sorry, hold your arms.
Right. If he doesn't hold your arms.
If you don't release it in time and you're fingered up and you land.
Look at Orton. Look at that RKO. Beautiful.
Just shows you how long he's been doing this, doesn't it?
I know.
Bottom.
Yeah.
19 years ago, this is.
Yeah, the Topi's game all that time.
There we go, that's over the finish now.
Right, do you release the arms on the way down then, Grado, when you're doing a pedigree? Aye,
you might swing it. Because your shoulder goes down first.
Aye.
If your arms are not released, it's agony.
Triple H wins.
Triple H wins the bout.
So the unmasking has to happen. Be back in 1 sec, boys. Don't pause it. I'll be to 1 sec.
Gail, can you remember why it led up to the championship versus mask match?
Are we sure that this is...
This is it. Definitely it. I can't remember why it led up to this point.
Better than ever. I'm a neck.
Here he comes, Bischoff. How do you think he fared in WWE? What do you like his run?
I liked it. I think he got a wee bit tired near the end. I get a bit pissed off of him, but.
Yeah. Now take that mask
off! He didn't even give Kane any time to recover. The guy barely get off!
It's just a bit shite how it's ended up. Like, just like on Raw and Eric Bischoff demanding Kane to take his mask off.
It was maybe a couple of years too late, I don't know.
Aye. It's maybe just thrown away, man. I mean, you want to see Taker. I mean, Taker really should have been the one to take it off, you know what I mean?
I'm sure RVD was there.
So he's might take it off, and then, obviously, Triple H just hit him with a belt.
Aye, RVD must run in now.
Aye.
Do you remember RVD being involved in this, Grado?
Aye, do you know?
I don't really remember that at all. Oh, here you go, there's a cheer coming from the crowd. Here you go. Aye, there's RVD. Yeah, you're right, Grado.
There he is. Hope he's kicking who he's meant to kick.
Oh,
There we go, up top for the boys. That's meant to be agony, I know that, by the way.
Is it?
It's meant to be what?
Agony, the 5-star splogs, frog splash, is meant to be stiff as fuck coming down.
Oh.
There he goes. Here he goes, he's locking down, he knows he's got you there. Look how young RVD looks, man, he looks a wee man.
He looks so young, didn't he? He looks so young, RVD.
I think it's I was really disappointed in this. Here he goes.
Big tease, don't dare. Big tease. Make them wait. He has no alternative.
He has to do it. He has to do it. JR says this is an incredible moment.
I mean, it's a win, man. It's the most exciting thing ever. Unless you spoiled yourself by looking it up in the internet. Which I did, probably.
That's Maddie's whole hair coming after, wasn't it?
Why has he left all the hair?
There he is, old face.
And why has he left this? I don't get it.
Wait, do you hear what the King says? I'm sure he goes, oh, it's disgusting. See, it's just a guy with makeup, mate.
Is that a human?
Oh my god. I mean,
there must be more to this because they
Why?
Why did he not shave his whole hair off?
Why did he not shave his whole hair off, right? And the other point is, why did he not disfigure him?
I don't know. I mean,
I can't get my head around it.
Look at the amount of folk you see that go to college and all that for the makeups. They do the makeup. They're always there a wee bit where it's like they do telly stuff, don't they? And they put scars on it and it looks dead real, doesn't it?
Aye.
Yeah, you could do that. You could do that. They've just fucking put black makeup over
his
face.
What did you want him to do then in his next match? He's getting all this latex punched off his face. Like,
no, but yeah, could they have done it for like a couple of weeks and then he ends up getting in for plastic surgery and gets it sorted?
Yeah, plastic surgery. That's exactly what they should have done.
Yeah, I mean, or something else. I don't know.
Aye. They should have done more than they did.
It's a bit shite.
Or they should have, like, it should have been beautiful underneath it. Like, it should have pulled it off, and then GR could have been like, here's the most beautiful man I've ever seen.
Well, it'll be like big, bright lipstick.
Aye. He's glamorous. He's so glamorous. And then he could have been called Glamorous Kane, for then on.
He's so glamorous. By God, he's stunning. He's glamorous. He's so glamorous.
Well, that's it for Wrestling Daft. It's nice to be back. Please rate, review and subscribe on Apple or get us in wherever you get your podcasts. Get on the Patreon, back us. Give some support. Check out our merch at shop.spreadshirt.co.uk.
He's so glamorous.
/wrestlingdaft. Thank you so much for listening. It is good to be back. So what are the plans, boys? I'll be back next week. So what do you want to do next week?
Same again. Oh, listener of the week. We need to pick listener of the week. We're giving it to Jim.
Jim.
Who, he was deaf.
Eh?
Jim, who was deaf and played the art music. Oh, that's a terrible joke, Rab Florence.
Listen, it's one of the ones people always fall for, though, don't they?
He'll appreciate that. He seems like that kind of guy.
Oh, he'll totally appreciate it. That's if he's even fucking bothered putting in his hearing aid to listen to this.
Well, that's true.
Probably not even bothered. Right, okay. Right, well, thanks. Great to be back, boys.
What do you want to do next week? Do you want to make a guest on us?
I'm going to turn up with a new item of some kind. I'm going to turn up with some kind of new item.
Oh, right, do that then.
Right, Grado, your mission is to get over when you're at this event, just record wee bits.
I will.
Record bits with people, just like ask them about Princess Diana. That's what you should do.
Right, okay.
Ask them.
Actually, I think your crowd would actually prefer a bit of talk like that rather than the same old shit.
Right, like, okay.
I'll literally go, like, maybe get Errol Hemmer down and go, where were you? When did you first hear about the German Wings crash?
Right, yes.
Or, you know what I mean? Or like,
what about just get a whole bunch of conspiracy theories, right? And every wrestler you bump into them, you ask them about a different... Was there a moon landing? What happened to Princess Diana? And you could ask them about a different conspiracy theory and get their thoughts on
it. What other ones?
What other conspiracy theories?
I don't want to keep the way they did Diana. That's very, very...
Right, okay. That's just because it involves the royal family. That's why you don't want to do it, Grado. Conspiracy theories, I'm just Googling this now. 9/11's a big conspiracy, isn't 9, it?
I mean, 9/11, we can chat about that. We can.
What
do you think happened to the one that apparently landed in Pittsburgh and all this and hit the Vertigon? The Vertigon, the Pentagon?
The one I always like is, did we actually land on the moon? That's because obviously we did, and I like it when people go, well, we don't know for that. Yeah,
Paul McCartney's death is always a big one, isn't it? Did Paul McCartney really die? Was replaced? Kennedy's assassination, a lot of questions over that.
I don't like that.
Roswell.
Area 50, aye.
Yeah. And what about I'm just looking at Barack Obama's birthism. I'm looking at the top conspiracy theories. 5G and COVID, there you go. Getting started on that.
Aye.
There's a conspiracy theory. I'm just reading the top 13 conspiracy theories. Birds aren't real.
Even just asking, like, what's our favourite film in that?
Aye.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right, that's your mission when you're at this convention. Get as many people you can, just ask them shite.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Alright, Sting, what's your favourite Netflix documentary, mate?
Brilliant, that's what you want. That's what you want. I'm right into that Jimmy Savile, Grado, let me tell you.
I bet he's heard that Grado's worse than him. Right. See yous, lads.
Up the road.
Peace out, up the road.
That's yourself. Audio Frontier.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.